welcome to Club English, your source for on-the-go ESL materials. We're here to help you learn English, so if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, be sure to send an email to clubenglish@summit-esl.com. That's clubenglish@summit-esl.com. Today we'll take a look at Mother's Day. In the United States, this past Sunday was Mother's Day. Mother's Day is always the second Sunday in May. Its U.S. origins date back to the early 20th century. Julia Ward Howe, who is the same lady that wrote the words to the Battle Hymn of the Republic, first proposed a type of Mother's Day in the U.S. with her Mother's Day Proclamation in 1870. This proclamation, though, is more of an encouragement for women to bring about an end to war by becoming involved in the political process than it is an ode to honor mothers. However, it was a woman named Anna Jarvis who trademarked the phrases Second Sunday in May and Mother's Day in 1912. Her intent was to encourage each family to honor its mother, thus making it a personal, familiar holiday. The holiday was nationally recognized in 1914. Consequently, children and adults alike take this opportunity to honor and remember their mother with flowers or gifts. There is no typical flower or particular gift associated with Mother's Day, but sentimental gifts tend to be quite popular. For example, a mom might receive a necklace, bracelet, or ring with birthstones of all her children. Gifts of cards and candy are also very common. Mom might also be treated to breakfast in bed or be taken out for dinner. Indeed, Mother's Day is the most popular day of the year to eat out in the U.S., so if you do go out for dinner the second Sunday in May, be sure to make a reservation. Next, we'll take a look at a poem about the constancy of a mother's affection. It's called A Mother's Love by Helen Steiner Rice. A mother's love is something that no one can explain. It is made of deep devotion and of sacrifice and pain. It is endless and unselfish and enduring come what may, for nothing can destroy it or take that love away. It is patient and forgiving when all others are forsaking, and it never fails or falters even though the heart is breaking. It believes beyond believing when the world around condemns, and it glows with all the beauty of the rarest, brightest gems. It is far beyond defining, it defies all explanation, and it still remains a secret like the mysteries of creation. A many splendid miracle man cannot understand, and another wondrous evidence of God's tender guiding hand. Next, here are some well-known quotes about mothers. Youth fades, love droops, the leaves of friendship fall, a mother's secret hope outlives them all. Oliver Wendell Holmes. I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all my life. Abraham Lincoln. The most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother. Author unknown. My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her. George Washington. The sweetest sounds to mortals given are heard in mother, home, and heaven. William Goldsmith Brown. Finally, we'll finish with a children's story about the love between a mother and her child. It's called Love You Forever by Robert Munsch. A mother held her new baby and very slowly rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The baby grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 2 years old, and he ran all around the house. He pulled all the books off the shelves. He pulled all the food out of the refrigerator, and he took his mother's watch and flushed it down the toilet. Sometimes his mother would say, This kid is driving me crazy. But at night time, when that 2-year-old was quiet, she opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of his bed, and if he was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." The little boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 9 years old, and he never wanted to come in for dinner, he never wanted to take a bath, and when Grandma visited, he always said bad words. Sometimes his mother wanted to sell him to the zoo. But at night time, when he was asleep, the mother quietly opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that 9-year-old boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." The boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a teenager. He had strange friends, and he wore strange clothes, and he listened to strange music. Sometimes the mother felt like she was in a zoo. But at night time, when that teenager was asleep, the mother opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that great big boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." That teenager grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a grown-up man. He left home and got a house across town. But sometimes on dark nights, the mother got into her car and drove across town. If all the lights in her son's house were out, she opened his bedroom window, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of his bed. If that great big man was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." Well, that mother, she got older. She got older and older and older. One day she called up her son and said, "You'd better come see me because I'm very old and sick." So her son came to see her. When he came in the door, she tried to sing the song. She sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always." But she couldn't finish because she was too old and sick. The son went to his mother. He picked her up and rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he sang the song, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be." When the son came home that night, he stood for a long time at the top of the stairs. Then he went into the room where his very new baby daughter was sleeping. He picked her up in his arms and very slowly rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while he rocked her, he sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." And that wraps up another episode of Club English. We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast from Club English. Don't forget to check out the other resources that Club English has to offer. Links to our blog, podcast, and YouTube page can be found at our main site, www.summit-esl.com. You can also send us questions, comments, or suggestions by writing to clubenglish@summit-esl.com. Until next time, take care and have fun learning English. Thanks for listening.